Basically, what we're doing is we are performing an IRT, Innovative Readiness Training, here in this region of Northwest Arkansas. Basically, what we're going to be doing is what we'd already be training on. These are skills that we're already and jobs that we're already functioning in medical, dental, and optometry services. But now we're getting off the base and we're coming out into local communities. I am coming from March Air Reserve Base out in California. Members from this mission are coming from all over the country, different states like Virginia, Iowa, and then all over, basically. We had people from New York, Alaska before, very diverse group. But then our equipment's coming from an even different place. It's coming from Fort Dix in New Jersey, and that's our own people. We're having military transport bring that on out and deliver it to us. We're going to be over at Yellville, and we'll be working daily there. Our hours are from 9 to 5 p.m. It is no-cost medical service to the community. First come, first serve. If you have any medical needs, come see us. Our people will be there. We'll see what's going on. We'll see how we can help you within our capabilities. If you don't have good health, you don't have anything really. So we're hoping we can help people by coming out here. The Office of the Secretary of Defense manages this program, and it goes across all the service branches. You'll have Air Force Reserve here, which is leading this mission, but you'll also have the Air National Guard, Army Reserve, the Navy will be here, and we'll have active duty component as well.
You're bringing the whole crew. Where are they all going to be staying? How are you setting this all up?
So from start to finish, everything we're doing, it's training. There's a reason that training's in the name of the organization. It's what we're doing nonstop, 24/7. We're going to be bedding down in the city of Mountain Home, but then we're going to be actually working over in Yellville. So there's a whole logistical organization of getting our people, our equipment over to Yellville to work, and then they'll come back and they'll lodge in this town in Mountain Home. We also have our own food services. We have our own support. We're bringing our chaplain members out here as well. So this is the kind of training we need to be prepared for any sort of deployment experience that we have coming towards us in the future.
Tina, explain how your organization, the NWA Economic Development District, coordinated and brought this awesome opportunity to our local folks.
Well, we had our first mission. We put in an application with the Delta Regional Authority in 2015. The mission was held in 2017. It was very successful, most positive thing you could possibly be involved in. And so after the mission was over in 2017, several people requested, when are you going to be back? So it is a fairly lengthy process to bring the mission here. So we decided to wait a few years. But in 2020, we put in another application with the Delta Regional Authority to host another mission.
This will be at the school campus, right?
Middle school.
Middle school?
There'll be signs.
We'll be advertising. Okay. There's banners up. There's signs. And we're expecting quite a number of people.